And of course, we have a code red ozone forecast for much of the viewing area. Parts of the viewing area under orange. I'll explain the difference and when we should finally start to see this lifting.
And you really want to limit your time outdoors under this code red alert. Just ahead, I'll explain the symptoms doctors say you need to look out for if you do spend some time outdoors today.
We're supposed to be supporting one another, hugging one another, loving one another, and then a shooting.
Families are stunned as violence erupted outside a high school graduation. What we learned overnight about the person police think is responsible.
And breaking news this morning, former Vice President Mike Pence has officially announced his campaign for president. Straight ahead, we'll show you his campaign video ahead of his rally tonight that is happening in Iowa. A lot of news to get your day started here on your Wednesday morning. Thanks for staying with us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your routine here on our Wednesday. A little hazy outside again, just like yesterday, maybe even a little worse. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRF Severe Weather Center with this weather alert day.
We haven't seen a code red ozone forecast for almost 10 years or a little over 10 years around the Triangle area. What that means for us here in the code red is that none of us should be outside doing moderate to strenuous exercise today. It's fine to get outside and walk the dog, that sort of thing, but you just don't want to overdo it. The orange area down to the southeast is unhealthy for sensitive folks like the very young, definitely the elderly, anybody with health issues, especially respiratory issues, need to take it easy outside today. And we take a look at what we're seeing right here in downtown Durham. A lot of cloud cover. There's definitely some smoky haze here, but we're seeing clouds moving in along with the cold front. It's going to bring us some rain later today. 63 is our current temperature. Here's a look at where that rain is right now. Plenty of light showers showing up there in Mecklenburg County, Virginia. The rain is likely to stay here along and maybe north of I-85 from Roanoke Rapids to Henderson to Roxboro up through lunchtime. And then after that, it starts to slide southward down closer to the Triangle area. But it's pretty light and patchy there right now. We take a look at Futurecast and you can see that light patchy rain with us up until around lunchtime. After that, it begins to pick up in intensity a little bit and then gradually slips southward. By 4 or 5 o'clock, we're seeing some of that around Raleigh and Durham, maybe even down toward Goldsboro. But once we get past dinner time, that's when we see this line forming up. This is where we could see some scattered storms. We're no longer under a level one risk for severe thunderstorms, but we could see some of those showers producing some heavy rain and some blustery conditions. Because we're going to see the clouds thickening up and the rain starting mid to late afternoon, our temperatures will start to drop back into the 70s. Then we'll see a high temperature around 80, 81. Behind this, our wind is still coming out of the north. Obviously, all the smoke coming from Canada to our north. So we'll continue to have the potential for some code orange ozone days on Thursday and Friday. And then over the weekend, it might improve some. I'll show you what changes coming up, Brian.
New information here at 8:03. We do have a minor crash out on 40 westbound right around the Buck Jones Road Bridge area. And you can see those delays as you head away from Gorman Street through the US 1 interchange. You add those backups with the usual congestion that we see on the south side of Raleigh. We've got about a 7-minute slowdown overall from 440 out toward US 1. And then from US 1 to Wade Avenue, about a 2-minute backup there. We're seeing a little bit of a slowdown as you approach the Wade Avenue interchange. Once you get to Harrison Avenue, you're in good shape heading out toward the airport and RTP. Taking a look around the rest of Raleigh, we're looking okay on our major routes. No big trouble on 40 westbound heading through Garner. 540 looks good with the exception of those typical backups between Lewisburg Road and Capitol Boulevard. And coming in from eastern Wake County, we're just fine on 64 westbound and 87 southbound. The ride through Apex and Cary all clear on US 1 northbound this morning. In Durham, our interstates 85 and I-40 are all clear, but we are seeing some slowdowns in either direction of 885 between I-40 up toward 147, about a 5-minute backup on the northbound and southbound sides.
We have team coverage on this weather alert day, a code red air quality alert. How it will affect you. WRF's Laura Levine has been on this story for the past 2 days. And Laura, what are doctors saying that we should be watching out for today as we get out and about?
They are giving a lot of good information right now. We are live at Lake Johnson this morning where we've seen a lot of people out and about walking their dogs, taking a light stroll, a light jog, but you really want to limit your times outdoors. That's the advice from doctors. Get a look at this really hazy Raleigh skyline we saw yesterday. Wake, Durham, Orange, Lee, Chatham, Moore, Franklin, and Nash are several of the counties under the code red alert. As the haze thickens and air quality concerns grow, through. Everyone is really asked to limit their time outdoors today. And for the elderly, children, and people with underlying breathing conditions, you're advised to stay indoors altogether. If you do have to spend your days outdoors today, well, let's say for work, doctors say it's important to take several breaks and to watch for these symptoms.
So you want to be on the lookout for symptoms such as chest tightness, shortness of breath, or cough. And if you feel any of those symptoms, you're going to want to move your activities indoors.
So you may even want to move your workouts indoors as well today. Trying to exercise, you may want to find a different way to do it. We will continue to monitor the conditions as well throughout the day. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
And staying with that story, more than 400 fires are burning in Canada this morning. Fire crews say more than half of them are considered out of control. And those extent of the wildfires, they're so large they can be seen from space. Take a look at this new photo from NASA that captures the smoke billowing from those fires. The massive wildfires have forced thousands of people out of their homes. The fires burning tens of thousands of miles of land over the last couple of months. And it's not just one. In Quebec, there were more than 150 fires burning. In Nova Scotia, the fire there damaged or destroyed over 150 suburban homes. And you can track the air quality conditions yourself and the chance for storms with the WRAL Weather app. It is free to download for all of your mobile devices.
Breaking news we have followed from overnight. There were gunshots at two local apartments, and this morning police are looking for answers in both of those cases. In Clinton, investigators say a young person was hurt by glass when shots were fired through a window. It happened along Eastover Terrace after 9 o'clock last night. The person who was hurt is expected to be okay.
And in Chapel Hill, officers there say a bullet damaged an apartment along Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. They responded to the call around 9:30 last night. They say no one was hurt. Officers also don't think there is any ongoing threat either. And just over an hour ago, we learned former Vice President Mike Pence has joined the growing field of GOP presidential hopefuls. He released a video this morning on Twitter announcing his candidacy. Pence is set to hold a rally in Iowa later today ahead of a CNN presidential town hall.
This morning, investigators are trying to piece together what led to a 24-vehicle pileup on a major highway in Wilson County. Sky 5 flew over that scene on I-795 yesterday. It was just north of the Wayne County line. And just look at this damage. It's amazing. No one was seriously hurt. Witnesses tell WRAL that smoke from a burning fire in a wheat field dropped visibility down on that highway to near zero. It took dozens of firefighters, state troopers, and other first responders from two counties to deal with the aftermath.
Worked like a ballet. Everybody came together. They did what they needed to do.
Still, at this point, it is not clear if any charges will be filed.
We're expecting to learn more this morning from Virginia police about a shooting outside a high school graduation that left two dead and five others hurt. Officers plan to give an update on the senseless tragedy, but here's what we know so far. Investigators say a suspect fired several shots on Tuesday as hundreds of people attended a graduation ceremony. It happened in Richmond. Police originally detained two people, but now say only one person is in custody. The victims include an 18-year-old student who graduated moments before that shooting and a 36-year-old man. Officers believe the suspect knew at least one of the victims.
Obviously, this should have been a safe space. The people should have felt safe at a graduation. Superintendent Cameras mentioned that. And it's just incredibly tragic that someone decided to bring a gun to this incident and rain terror on our community.
Investigators say the other five people who were shot range in age from 31 to 58. They say a 9-year-old girl was also hit by a car when people began running from the gunshots. Authorities say the child was taken to the hospital and treated for non-life-threatening injuries. And following breaking news overseas this morning, Pope Francis is in the hospital. This is a live look at that facility, the hospital there in Rome. We've learned in the last 4 hours he is preparing to undergo intestinal surgery. Doctors say he needs to get a blockage treated. The procedure comes 2 years after he had 13 inches of his colon removed because of inflammation. The Vatican says Pope Francis will be put under general anesthesia and will stay in the hospital for several days. He's 86 years old.
Betting on sports from your phone just got one vote away from Governor Roy Cooper's desk. The State House is set to vote one final time on this measure today. The governor says he is in full support of this bill. It would allow people to bet on professional and college sports through mobile apps and at 8 in-person locations. The State Lottery Commission will be in charge of it. The earliest the betting would start, though, is January. Rising concerns about colorectal cancer in young adults.
We have about 150,000 cases of colon cancer diagnosed every year, and about 20,000 of them are in those under the age of 50.
The diet changes doctors say could help prevent a diagnosis.
Plus, a former military official says the government is covering up the truth about aliens. The top secret programs, he says, have been hidden from the public.
And today is a WRL weather alert day because of our air quality, a code red and of course code orange. After that, we're going to see some showers and thunderstorms potentially in our southern counties later on this evening. Thursday and Friday looking drier, but still a bit hazy over the weekend. Saturday and Sunday a little warmer with a chance of storms. We'll go over all of it coming up.
Welcome back. This is what we've been talking about all morning long. You are looking live over southeast Wake County this morning. You can see all that haze there. You're watching WRL News, available on Hulu and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. Definitely a day you want to stay inside. If you can, do not go outside. Elizabeth, we've been talking about it all morning long. We can see the haze from the Canada wildfires everywhere.
We can. We started with that yesterday, too. So here's a look at Goldsboro. There's actually some sunshine that's filtering through the smoke there in Goldsboro. In Apex, we're seeing some cloud cover mixing in. We actually have a cold front that's going to move in today, starting to bring some showers up near the Virginia line right now. We take a look at Chapel Hill, and we're seeing a mix of clouds and the smoke. And then Fayetteville, it's mostly just smoke. As a matter of fact, you can see some dappled sunshine there on the sidewalk in front of the Fayetteville newsroom. So we're seeing some of that sunshine making it through some of that smoke right now. So we do have a code orange alert, code orange is for Thursday and Friday, code red for today. That means it's okay to be outside, actually. You can go for a walk. You just don't want to do any exercise outside that's moderate to strenuous. That's when it becomes unhealthy. Now, the difference between red and orange is that orange, we have fewer particulates in the atmosphere, and so it means that folks in sensitive groups, so if you're young children, the elderly, anybody with heart and lung problems, respiratory problems in particular, you don't want to overdo it outside for Thursday and Friday. Here's a look at our front coming through. We already have some showers that are showing up near the Virginia line. That cold front will slide very slowly across our area today. And you can see some patchy light rain here on dual Doppler 5000 radar. The rain's likely to stay up there near the Virginia line through lunchtime, even through the early part of the afternoon. By the evening commute, we're seeing it in the triangle, and then it slides southward during the evening. We'll take a closer look here. You can see just a little bit of light rain there in the northern part of Person County, some scattered showers right there along the I-85 corridor and up around South Hill, Virginia. But it looks to be pretty slow moving here on the computer model, so take a look at Futurecast. Here's lunchtime. All that rain's still well to our north, and very slowly through the afternoon, it sinks southward. There's 3 o'clock in the afternoon and 5 o'clock. By 5 o'clock, probably going to be dealing with a little bit of a wet commute across parts of the triangle. And then after dinner time, all that slides southward, with the potential for an isolated thunderstorm. After that, we clear out on Thursday, but our wind is still coming from the north, so Thursday and Friday, as I mentioned, we're under that code orange air quality alert because we're still going to see some of that smoke moving through Thursday and Friday. How much rain will we see out of the system? Probably going to be somewhere between 1/4 inch and 1/2 inch across our area. A good chance of rain, but it will be slow moving as it moves from north to south across our area. Sunday, a slight chance of a thunderstorm. Still a 10% chance that this system here off the coast of Africa could become a tropical system, but of course, it hasn't changed much in the last several days. So again, our WRL weather alert day for today. We do have a code red and a code orange air quality forecast. You want to limit your time outside as much as you can. It's mainly the strenuous exercise that you don't want to be doing outside today, especially in the triangle. Our temperatures warm up some over the weekend. Our wind becomes southerly. I'll show you why that's likely to keep more of the smoke away this weekend. Coming up, Brian.
8:17. Let's take a look at those backups we're tracking on the south and west side of Raleigh on 40 westbound. This is the live camera out at at I-40 at Avant Ferry Road, and you see that westbound traffic very heavy toward US 1. There's a report of a crash between US 1 and the Buck Jones Road Bridge there, heading away from South Raleigh out toward Cary. Those delays begin around South Saunders Street through Lake Wheeler, Gorman, all the way out toward US 1. Once you get under that Buck Jones Road Bridge out toward Carytown Boulevard, traffic's flowing fairly well, but you're looking at about an 11-minute delay between 440 and US 1. So you're going to be stuck in traffic about 11 minutes longer than usual to get through all of that. But once you hit US 1, you're in good shape. As we mentioned, only about a 1-minute slowdown heading toward Wade Avenue. And through that Wade Avenue interchange out to the airport, we're looking pretty good. Just noticing a little bit of a backup forming right now on 40 westbound right through that 540 interchange. So we could see some sort of an incident there. We're working to get some more details about those slowdowns. It looks like it's contributing to a little bit of a backup on 540 westbound approaching I-40 westbound. Still looking okay in Durham for the most part, but we are picking up a little bit of a backup on 885. We've been watching this for the past 15 minutes or so on both sides of 885. A little bit of sluggish traffic between I-40 and 147. Most major approaches into Raleigh still holding up pretty well. Just that 7-minute delay coming in from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard.
And happening now in the WRA Live Center, Prince Harry back in a London courtroom today in his ongoing battle against the tabloids there in the UK. This is brand new video of Prince Harry arriving at court this morning. The Duke of Sussex is facing a second day of cross-examination of the UK High Court. Now, Prince Harry is accusing the tabloids of hacking his voicemails to get information for stories. An attorney for the Mirror newspaper group says legitimate sources were used for those stories. Now, Prince Harry is the first senior royal to appear and give evidence in court since the 19th century.
Deputies in Orange County need your help this morning, tracking down two suspects who were caught on camera stealing an ATM. This is the surveillance video from inside the refuel gas station and convenience store. The sheriff's office says the group of three broke the glass on the front door, wrapped a chain around the machine, then used a large SUV to snatch that machine right out of that store. It happened Tuesday morning. Investigators believe the crime is connected to similar thefts across the state.
Newly released data is showing concern about colorectal cancer in young adults. The disease is estimated to become the leading cause of cancer-related deaths in those aged 20 to 49 by the year 2030. A new study suggests dietary and environmental exposures may play a key role in the rising cases. Researchers say red meat and sugar intake may be linked to colorectal cancer at a younger age. Doctors say this signals that you may need to change your diet habits.
The things that we know we should be doing, you know, increasing leafy green vegetables, limiting sugar, limiting processed foods, limiting red meat, and you know, getting more of our proteins from lean meats like fish or poultry or beans, lentils.
Colorectal cancer symptoms include changes in bowel habits, rectal bleeding or blood in stool, cramping or abdominal pain, weakness and fatigue, and weight loss.
A new study shows sea ice could temporarily disappear from the Arctic about a decade earlier than predicted. Researchers analyzed satellite data and climate models over a 40-year period, and they say a total melt is possible in the 2030s. They believe they blame humans, and they say that caused pollution, but say reducing it would still result in an ice-free Arctic by the 2050s. The study was released Tuesday in the journal Nature Communications. A flight from RDU to Philadelphia could cost you less than $20. Yes, really. Avelo is offering the super cheap fare. They have nonstop flights from Raleigh and Wilmington to the city of brotherly love. The travel dates are June 22nd to July 31st, but you'll need to hurry in order to cash in on the deal. You'll need to book it by tomorrow.
NASA is preparing for another launch this fall, this time to study metallic asteroids. The Psyche mission will spend 6 years reaching that asteroid, and then it'll orbit around it for more than 2 years. Some scientists think the asteroid is the exposed core of a planet in the making. Stripped of its outer layers after collisions with other space objects, NASA's mission will be to launch in October, and it's been delayed several months because of a flight software issue.
Well, this will get your attention. A military whistleblower says a top secret program is withholding alien spacecrafts from the government. U.S. intelligence officials and Air Force veteran David Grush handed over extensive classified information to Congress. He says it exposes top secret programs that have retrieved and studied debris from alien spacecraft, which he says have been intentionally withheld from lawmakers and the American public. Some lawmakers agree the military and intelligence community need to be more transparent.
I think we should be open to hearing it and telling the American people as much as we possibly can.
I think people are ready to hear whatever's out there. Maybe it's a man-made aircraft, maybe it's otherworldly. Stay tuned.
NASA is expected to release its final report on its UFO study by the end of July.
California is expanding a partnership with Dolly Parton to supply free books to kids across that state. It's part of the country music singer's Imagination Library. The Imagination Library is a book gifting program that mails free books to kids under 5 years of age. Dolly Parton's Imagination Library has gifted more than 200 million books across the nation since its launch in 1995.
I'll cue the Jaws theme song. A new study about sharks has just been released.
We're just thinking to ourselves that they have no idea that they're swimming next to sharks.
Oh boy, coming up at 8:30, how often sharks are swimming next to you when you're in the ocean.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Wednesday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. We're going to get right over to weather. Some of us under a code red air quality alert. Some of us under an orange alert today, Elizabeth.
It is a WRAL weather alert day with this poor air quality. The code red means that you don't want to get outside and exercise, no matter really who you are. But it's okay to get outside and walk, take the dog out, that sort of thing. The code orange here down to the south and east means that young children, the elderly, anyone with health problems, especially respiratory issues, should be doing any exercise outside. We do have some rain that's showing up along the Virginia line that will very slowly sink southward as we get through the day today. Right now it's looking cloudy in Sanford. We're definitely seeing that smoky haze everywhere. We're going to see temperatures climbing to around 80 degrees as kids are getting off the bus. There could be some light showers, but those will be more frequent and steadier as we get through the evening in the Triangle. Brian.
Elizabeth, we're tracking reports of a minor crash on 40 westbound right around the Buck Jones Road Bridge as you head away from Raleigh toward Cary. This is the camera back at Avon Ferry Road, and we are seeing some delays through South Raleigh, although it looks like they're easing up here over the past few minutes. A six-minute delay overall from 440 out toward the US 1 interchange. Also, reports of a minor crash in Garner on 70 Business westbound right around New Rand Road. Not seeing any delays as you head through that intersection this morning. Other major routes around the Triangle are looking all right, and as we take a look at the ride into Durham right now. Coming out of Raleigh, look out for some backups on 40 westbound. About a six-minute delay to 885.
All right, thanks, Brian. If you do have to spend any time outdoors today while we're under a code red air quality alert, you should take several breaks. Doctors say to watch for symptoms like chest tightness, shortness of breath, or cough. If you feel any symptoms, move your activities inside. Next on Fox 51, an official report on a deadly plane crash in Virginia will be released.
We do have a code red ozone forecast, air quality forecast for the Triangle area today, and it's a code orange for our southeastern counties. I'll show you when we should see some improvement in our air quality.
We're here at Lake Johnson, where many people are going about their day as usual, but doctors say it's important to really limit your time outdoors. Just ahead, the symptoms they say you should be on the lookout for.
It's just chaos from there. You just kept hurting shots. It was like 8, 9, 10 shots.
Gunfire and then chaos at a high school graduation ceremony in Virginia. What we are learning this morning about the person police think is responsible for this. 8:30 is the time right now on your Wednesday. I want to thank you for staying with us here. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, we're going to get to a lot of news for you. But first, we have to talk about the weather. We have to talk about the haze that we're seeing over Dix Park this morning. A lot of us seeing that today. Air quality not so great. Elizabeth Gardner is tracking everything. Some of us under a code red, some under a code orange today.
We continue to see that smoke from the wildfires in Canada coming down from the north. We saw it yesterday. We're seeing it today. Today, we have more particulates in the atmosphere, especially from the Triangle area north. northward and westward than we did yesterday. So what's the difference here between the red and the orange? In the red, it means that really pretty much everybody shouldn't do moderate to extreme exercise outside today. In the orange here, we're looking at sensitive groups, young children, elderly, anyone with lung issues, asthma, that sort of thing, needs to limit their activity outside today. It's fine to go outside for a walk, take the dog out, that sort of thing. We just don't want to overdo it outside today. We take a look at what's happening here at RDU. Lots of haze from that smoke, and we'll continue to see that today. We'll also see cloud cover moving in. We have a cold front that'll move across the area as we get through the afternoon. It's going to bring us some showers. 63 is our current temperature there. Boy, you could almost see that, almost not see that airplane. I just turned around and saw that airplane trying to take off there through that haze. Here's a look at radar, and we're looking at some showers in South Hill moving toward Roanoke Rapids, mostly along and north of I-85. It's very light right now, and it will stay that way through lunchtime. We're going to see this front as a very slow mover, that rain mostly hanging around the Virginia line up until around lunchtime or so. And then gradually into the afternoon, we'll see that line slowly sinking southward. By 5 o'clock, we'll likely see some scattered showers across the rest of the viewing area, so it may be a little wet for your evening commute. Gradually, during the evening, there's 9 o'clock and there's 11 o'clock. We're going to see that line continuing to slide southward and eastward. The rain may pick up in intensity a little bit, and there could be some isolated thunderstorms. We'll see a high of 80 degrees today right around lunchtime. After that, we're going to see more cloud cover, more rain, and that'll hold our temperatures down just a little bit. That may also help the smoke to decrease just a little bit. But tomorrow, we're back to a northerly flow, and that's going to bring more smoke into the area. I'll show you what changes to finally bring us a little relief coming up.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. And our team coverage continues this morning as we look into the impacts of today's code red air quality alert. Elizabeth just gave us a few moments ago a look at when and where we will see the worst of that haze. WREL's Laura Levine explains what symptoms to watch out for if you have to spend time outside today.
Here at Lake Johnson, we've seen many people here so far today going about their day as usual, walking their dogs, taking a walk, and even a light jog. But doctors say it's important to really limit your time outdoors today to avoid inhaling too much of this smoke coming from the Canadian wildfires. Get a look at this hazy Raleigh skyline we saw yesterday. Wake, Durham, Orange, Lee, Chatham, Moore, Franklin, and Nash are several of the counties under the code red alert. As the haze thickens and air quality concerns grow, everyone is asked to limit their time outdoors today. For the elderly, children, and people with underlying breathing conditions, you're advised to stay indoors altogether. I spoke with a woman who moved to Raleigh a couple of months ago from Minnesota, a state which experiences days like this pretty often, she says.
It's not too bad today. I mean, yes, it is a code red, so I think we should all take that seriously, especially individuals with asthma, allergies, stuff like that. It really does affect the bronchial system. But I've definitely seen worse as well. So being cautious while I'm out here and at the same time wanting to get in my exercise too.
And if you do have to spend some time outdoors today, let's say for work, doctors say it's really important that you take several breaks and look out for these symptoms such as tightness of the chest, shortness of breath, and coughing. Laura Levine, WREL News, Raleigh.
Air quality alerts are in place again today for New York. This is video that shows that thick orange haze that covered the city yesterday. Barely see the skyline there. The smog was so bad, New York was ranked among the five worst cities in the world for air quality.
Breaking news overnight, gunshots ring out in two local apartments. And this morning, police are looking for answers in both. In Clinton, investigators say a young person was hurt by glass when shots were fired. It happened along Eastover Terrace after 9 o'clock last night. The person who was hurt is expected to be okay.
Also, Michelle in Chapel Hill, officers say a bullet damaged an apartment along Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. They responded to that call around 9:30 last night. No one was hurt there, and officers don't think there is any ongoing threat.
We're expecting to learn more this morning from Virginia police about a shooting outside high school graduation that left two dead and five others hurt. Officers plan to give an update on the senseless tragedy, but here's what we know so far. Investigators say a suspect fired several shots on Tuesday as hundreds of people attended a graduation ceremony. It happened in Richmond. Police originally detained two people, but now say only one person is in custody. The victims include an 18-year-old student who graduated moments before that shooting happened, and a 36-year-old man. Officers believe the suspect knew at least one of the victims.
Obviously, this should have been a safe space. People should have felt safe at a graduation. Superintendent Cameras mentioned that. And it's just incredibly tragic that someone decided to bring a gun to this incident and rain terror on our community.
Investigators say the other five people who were shot range in age from 31 to 58. They say a 9-year-old girl was also hit by a car when people began running from the gunshots. Authorities say the child was taken to the hospital and treated for non-life-threatening injuries.
Today, federal investigators will finish their work at the site of a plane crash in Virginia. Investigators are trying to figure out how that plane lost pressure, likely causing the pilot to lose consciousness. It happened just minutes into that flight. The pilot and three passengers, including a mom and her 2-year-old daughter, all died in the crash. The National Transportation Safety Board expects to publish a report of its findings in 3 weeks.
Happening now in the WRAL Live Center, Japan reporting a record low birth rate for the 7th straight year. The Japanese Health Ministry reporting the number of newborns slipped below 800,000 for the first time last year. Also, record number of deaths were reported last year. Japan's prime minister is vowing to do everything he can to tackle Japan's declining birth rate. This includes setting aside about $25 million in government funds to help families raise their children.
This morning, investigators are piecing together what led to a 24-vehicle pileup on a major highway in Wilson County. Take a look at this here. Sky 5 flew over the scene on I-795 yesterday. That's just north of the Wayne County line. Look at that damage. No one was seriously hurt. Witnesses tell WREL that smoke from a burning wheat field dropped visibility on the highway to near zero. It took dozens of firefighters, state troopers, and other first responders from two counties to deal with the aftermath. At this point, it's not clear if any charges will be filed.
Betting on sports from your phone is just one vote away from Governor Roy Cooper's desk. The State House is set to hold one final vote on the measure today. The governor says he is in full support of the bill. It would allow people to bet on professional and college sports through mobile apps and at 8 in-person locations. The State Lottery Commission will be in charge of it. At the earliest, betting would start in January.
A push to shift the balance of power in the UNC system will face its first big test today. A state house committee will debate a bill to put much of the university system staff under the direct control of the UNC Board of Governors. That means the board would have the power to hire and fire instructional and research staff. The bill is likely to raise concerns from Democrats because the General Assembly chooses who's on the board. Right now, Republicans have control.
Just about 20 minutes before 9 o'clock on your Wednesday, an arrest has been made in connection with the shooting death of a mother in Florida.
The mother went to get the iPad and you shoot her? Who does that?
Up next, we hear from family members who are demanding answers.
And a new study about sharks interacting with humans at beaches might make your skin crawl. Why scientists say sharks frequently hanging out close to people could actually be a good sign.
It is 8:42 on this WREL Weather Alert Day, where we have air quality issues from the smoke from the wildfires in Canada. It's a code red from the Triangle area northward and then back into the Sandhills. This is where everybody needs to be careful with exercise today. You don't want to overdo it. Even moderate exercise is not a good idea today with our current air quality. It's fine to get outside, take a walk, take the dog out. You just want to limit your time outside as much as you can. Code orange down to the south is where young children, elderly, anyone with health issues, especially respiratory issues, needs to take it easy outside for today. Tomorrow, we're back under a code orange for, again, tomorrow and Friday for the entire viewing area. It's been a long time since we've had a code red. We see code orange occasionally, but of course, this is all due to the wildfires in Canada. We continue to have a northerly wind, and that's what's brought the smoke down. This is a look at a computer model that shows the placement and the intensity of the smoke, and you can see a lot of that across our area today. You see the yellows and the orange colors there through about 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Notice it begins to dissipate a little bit during the evening. It's possible that with our cold front and some of the rain that we'll see, some of that will get pushed down to the south. But then because we stay in a northerly flow tomorrow, we're likely to see another round. You can see the yellows and oranges reappearing for us during the day on Thursday, and that northerly flow continues on Friday. So it's all about the wind direction, obviously. Obviously, that northerly wind is pushing that smoke down into our area. So watch the wind direction. You can see the blue color contour. contours. That's a northerly flow bringing the smoke in all day Thursday and again on Friday. It's not until the weekend that we begin to see some changes. This high pressure system moves in, and as it slides eastward, our winds will shift to southwesterly, and that'll cut off the flow of the smoke that's coming down from Canada. It will also help to bring in more humidity and some more warmer temperatures too. But again, it should help to start improving our air quality. Of course, the other thing today, of course, we have is the rain. We're looking at some scattered showers near the Virginia line right now. This is going to be pretty slow moving. We right now have some showers that just moved toward Roanoke Rapids. A little bit of a break in the precipitation. We've had some showers in Roxborough. Plenty more of that back to the west that will continue to move on in. So this is a look at our planner in terms of rainfall. We'll start to see some of that around lunchtime, early afternoon in the Triangle. Of course, we're already seeing that in our northern counties. We'll see more of it in our southern counties by this evening and tonight, and then it's out of here by tomorrow. But we're looking at anywhere from a quarter of an inch to a half an inch of rain as we get through today and tonight. Again, WRL weather alert day because of the air quality. Thursday and Friday, temperatures upper 70s to low 80s. Temperatures will be fine, and it will be sunny, but it'll be that hazy sunshine again. And then hopefully over the weekend, we'll stop seeing that flow from the north, bringing that smoke in. But it will be warm. Sunday, a slight chance of storms, a little bit better chance on Monday.
All right, a trip to the movies, it can get pretty expensive, right? But it doesn't have to be. WRL Lifestyle Editor Kathy Hanrahan is here with our guide to family-friendly movie deals. Please help us.
Okay, so on WRL.com's family section right now, we have a list of places where you can find discounted or free family movies this summer. Many theaters have already started doing their movie series. Regal Theaters started its series Tuesdays and Wednesdays. They have locations in Garner and Raleigh. Tickets are $2 each. Next week's movies will be Sing and the SpongeBob movie.
All right, so that takes care of Regal. What about Cinemark theaters? Are they in on this?
The Raleigh Grand is a Cinemark theater, and it's a great place to see a movie. They're hosting their summer movie clubhouse June 19th through August 10th. Now, tickets are $1.50, and you can also get $1 discount on your concessions. Movies in the series will include Minions, Rise of Gru, and Sonic the Hedgehog.
I think I know the audience they're going for in these first couple. And there are outdoor options available as well in Durham. How about this movie series?
And this is a free series. The Rock the Park series includes live music and outdoor movies. On June 24th, there's going to be a screening of Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. On July 22nd, it's going to be the Disney film Turning Red, which is fantastic. Admission is free and events are held over at Durham Central Park.
Also, there's another outdoor movie series in Wake Forest, right?
Yeah, they're doing theirs as well. They've got family movie nights at Joyner Park once a month. June 17th will be the next one. It's in Encanto. Admission is free.
Such good options out there and way under the price that we're used to seeing, right? To see the full list of theaters, you can just go to WRL.com, search the keyword family. Kathy, thank you.
An infant lounger is being connected to two new deaths since it was recalled nearly 2 years ago. Five on Your Side regularly warns you about dangerous infant products. This is one of them, the Boppy Newborn Lounger. The CPSC just put out this new warning about the loungers yesterday. They were recalled in September of 2021 because infants can suffocate while using it. Two deaths have been reported since that recall, bringing the total number of infant deaths connected to these loungers to 10. Officials say they continue to be sold on Facebook Marketplace. CPSC has repeatedly asked Facebook to take down those listings.
Yeah, take note of that. 10 deaths. New this morning, a woman has been arrested after police say she shot and killed a mother of four in Florida. 58-year-old Susan Lawrence was arrested on charges of manslaughter with a firearm along with other charges. She's accused of shooting her neighbor, A.J. Owens, through the closed door Friday in Ocala, Florida. Owens' family says Lawrence has been harassing Owens' children before this shooting happened.
My grandchildren's mother was shot and killed with her 9-year-old son standing next to her. She had no weapon. She posed no imminent threat to anyone.
Investigators were legally required to investigate whether Florida's Stand Your Ground law applied before they could arrest Lawrence. They determined the shooting was not justified under the self-defense law. Manslaughter with a firearm is a felony punishable by up to 30 years in prison. It is not clear if Lawrence has an attorney at this time.
A new study says it's not far-fetched to say the sharks and humans, they can actually share the ocean peacefully. Researchers at California State University Long Beach used drones to study juvenile white sharks along the coast, and their findings might make some beachgoers a little uneasy. They found sharks swam near humans 97% of the days surveyed and within 50 years of wave breaks. They came closest to surfers and paddleboarders. The good news here is there were no reported shark attacks at any of the beaches studied.
Tucker Carlson is back on your screens, kind of. The fired Fox News host launched his first episode of his Twitter show last night.
We're told there are no gatekeepers here. If that turns out to be false, we'll leave. But in the meantime, we are grateful to be here. We'll be back with much more very soon.
Carlson's 10-minute monologue was the same style viewers expected from his previous commentary. Last night's episode comes nearly a month after Carlson promised his return after being fired.
A Johnson County mother wants answers after she says her daughter with special needs was left out of the school yearbook. This is Abby Norris. She attends Virtual Academy but is a cheerleader at Clayton High School, which is her base school. Abby lives with osteogenesis imperfecta, which is a condition that makes her bones fragile. Abby's mother spoke only on WREL, saying she provided photos, including Abby and the cheerleading team, but they were not used in the yearbook.
One group picture is of everyone except for Abby with each individual cheerleader listed. So whoever turned this in had to have had knowledge of every cheerleader's name.
It was really discouraging. It was really heartbreaking.
Abby's mother tells WREL the person in charge of the yearbook has apologized and promised to give Abby her own page in it next year.
Our teacher of the week says she wants her students to love school. WRL's Brian Schrader meets a Durham teacher who believes good relationships lead to success in the classroom.
Amanda Fristo's family did not know they were helping her find a career.
I have three other siblings, an older sister and two younger siblings, and I would always make them play school with me, so they were always like my first students.
In high school, Fristo volunteered as a tutor for students. She graduated from UNC Greensboro and started her career in the classroom. After 5 years in Wake County Schools, Fristo now is teaching third graders at the new Lions Farm Elementary in Durham.
I can't believe it's my sixth year teaching. Still feels like it's only like my third. It really does go quick, and I really do remember like each grade level I taught and just the students I've worked with.
And Fristo says her job is to show her students that she cares about them.
Students want to come to school and do well, perform well for you, and they know that they're cared about and loved. So I feel like as a teacher, if you have that, then your students are just really going to grow and bloom so much because they know that they feel safe in your classroom and with you.
Amanda Fristo is WRAL's Teacher of the Week. I'm Brian Schrader, WRAL News.
As traditional calendar families head into summer, that was our last Teacher of the Week for this school year. We will highlight more teachers when school resumes in a few months. And you can see all of our honored teachers and nominate your own at WRL.com. Enter Teacher of the Week in the search box. A well-known dairy farmer who was attacked by a bull is back home now after nearly a month in the hospital. Randy Lewis's family-owned Ranlew Milk Company posted this picture of him on Instagram. It says, Lewis still has a long road to recovery, but is glad to be back in his own house after 26 days in the hospital. The bull attack last month on his Alamance County farm left him with broken ribs, punctured lungs, and a crushed vertebrae. The community has been rallying behind Lewis ever since. His GoFundMe page has raised more than $182,000.
Glad to see he's back home. Well, the French Open is underway at Roland Garros tomorrow and Friday. You'll be able to watch the women's and men's semifinals live on WREL. That's starting at 11 a.m. Our new news will move to Fox 50.
Netflix's new video game may be a checkmate for gamers. The streaming service is releasing a game based off its show, The Queen's Gambit. Players will enter the world of main character Beth Harmon as they take chess lessons, play matches, and hang out with other characters as well from that series. We're back with much more news, traffic, and weather next.